We're doing Mishlei, chapter 13, verse 5. That's Pasuk K. Now, the thing is, at the beginning, he gives an introduction. I don't know why he attaches it to this verse, but he gives an introduction to all of Mishlei. And his introduction is like this. He makes an observation. He says, if you look at all of Mishlei, no place does King Solomon tell you what to do. He only tells you the benefit of living the correct life and the bad consequences or harmful consequences for leading an incorrect life. He says, and so the Meiri says, if you see that will cause you to act. If that becomes real to you, then that will cause you to act. So he says, therefore, the King Solomon does not put in what to do. He only tells you the harm and the benefits of living the life of Mishlei, so that that if you see those ideas, then naturally you'll live the correct life. For accuracy, he says most of the times he doesn't tell you what to do. Seems like there are a few psukim that he does tell you what to do. Okay.